Here you go. One mug of delicious old school hot chocolate. Or cocoa. Or whatever. Point is, I made it in a pot over the stove. Be careful, it's very hot. You're very welcome. Would you like anything else? Like marshmallows, whipped cream, maybe even more chocolate. I bought all the stuff we need to do it up. You're saying no to that? Wow, what has this season done to you? Well, I'm going to load up on marshmallows. We have more than enough, so I won't be shy. Yep, I'm greedy. Proud of it, too. Hey, might as well take some extra chocolate while I'm at it. Wow, rude. I'm not stuffing my face. Listen here, you. It's the holidays. I deserve all the sweet things. If you're not gonna have any, then yes, all of it. I won't spend my night in the kitchen. If you don't want to watch me stand here and stuff my face, then go away from me on the couch. Stop it. Go. Didn't I tell you to wait on the couch? That's right. Start walking. I won't be that long. I just need to make my hot chocolate look nice. And I'm getting a big bowl for my snacks. A big one. Since I'm so generous, I'll bring enough for us to share. Wait a minute. What was that sound? What do you think it was, me? What it sounded like was the intro credits. You better not start that movie without me. I know, I'm coming. So impatient. I was like 5 steps away. Did you miss me that much? You're so cute when you're pouty. But what's the deal here? Do you not want to cuddle? So, where's my space? Wow. Took too long? Scooch already. Hi again. I'm good. Are you comfortable sitting all smushed together like this? Okay, awesome. How's your drink? Right? I think this might be the best I've made so far. I wasn't really in the mood for eggnog, and you know I always prefer hot chocolate at Christmas time. Oh, but I can make some tomorrow, if you'd like. You got it. Aren't you lucky to have a roommate that makes all this stuff for you? Yes, you are lucky. Stop playing coy. Here, stop drinking for a second. Let's make a nice little holiday toast. What about... to a wonderful Christmas. Or festive season. Or... you know what? Let's just toast to the time we have together. I don't think now's the time for some profound sentiment. It's time to take it easy. Oh, I'll get plenty lofty and sentimental when Christmas Day rolls around for real. Don't you worry about that. Again, thanks for doing all this for me. You changed your plans and everything just so you could stay with me these next few weeks. It means a lot more than you think. So thank you. So... anyways, yeah. To our time together. Cheers, you big sweetheart. Give me a hug. This really is special to me. Not to turn it into some huge deal, but you kind of single-handedly saved my Christmas. I mean, you did. I don't know how else to put it. This is the first year I'm not going to my family for the holidays. With everything that's happening, I couldn't, really. It's a lot easier to stay here, and it's nice that you're not letting me do that alone. Oh, give me another hug already. I'm probably gonna get super mushy and affectionate, so be prepared, I guess. Oh, no. That's too much now. You don't need to do anything else for me. I promise. It's okay. Besides, those are home traditions. We don't need to do them here. I'll tell you, but only if you agree that we're not going to do them. If they're even possible. No surprises, okay? You've done more than enough for me. So, there wasn't anything we did that was super out of the ordinary. It was pretty much family, food, and gifts. A huge lunch affair with all the aunts and uncles, grandparents, cousins. Wow. Saying it out loud, how did we survive that? Both sides of my family coming over for a while. A long while. Ugh. I usually helped out in the kitchen and set everything up on the day, and I was basically a waiter until everyone settled down. Oh, don't get me wrong, the food was amazing, and I loved seeing everyone, but all that prep work? Oh god, and then the cleanup. That wasn't even the end of our day either. Yeah, so after all of that, we'd go around to all the families that had their own things happening, you know, to take gifts and food and whatever else. As much as I miss going home, it's nice to not worry about any of that for a change. I guess most of our traditions were day of, and we didn't do much outside of family. We were a pretty homely bunch. No, nothing like that, no. Caroling isn't really my jam. Besides, you've heard me sing. Wait, I do have something we could do. I always liked staying up late on Christmas Eve so I could give my family their gifts right as it turned midnight. Nobody's young enough to still believe in Santa, so we don't need to put any kids to bed early. I really liked it, but I'm always impatient to give someone their gift, so of course I would. We can do that? Oh man, but that means... me not going home means I need to wait before I can give you your present. I told you, I'm impatient. What about you, though? Any big family stuff? Ah, I get what you mean. It can be fun, but that's obviously not going to be the case for everyone. Even my family can be a bit overbearing at times, which I know that isn't the worst off you can be. Everyone has their own circumstances. Well, that just makes this even more special. Because family is kind of like the default, you know? Or it's always been that way for me. You aren't really given a choice for your family, so being with the people that you do choose is a big deal. That's how I think of it, at least. Mm-hmm. For my first time doing this, it's really nice. Thanks. I'm really glad you chose me this year, too. Since we're going to be together for the holidays, what would you like to do? The movie can wait, can't it? We still have the whole night. Do you want to talk holiday plans? First of all, did you finish your Christmas shopping already? Shoot, I could have helped you out. I'm really good at choosing gifts. Oh, but new plan. So... you didn't let the stores do any of the wrapping for you, right? You think I'm gonna let you use gift bags? No. We don't take the easy way out in this house. No, but we can make a whole day out of it. We can make snacks and set up an assembly line, and I can teach you how to wrap presents the cool way. I mean, I think it's cool, but maybe I'm just a nerd. Don't you think it'd be fun? And what if we play Christmas music the whole day? Look at your face. We don't have to do that, don't worry. It's not like I love Christmas, but it's fun to make plans like this. Yeah, I'm really excited to do things with you. I don't know how you figured that out, though. I thought I was doing a good job of hiding it. Very excited. Is there anything you need to do? I know you changed your plan, so... do you have stuff you need to take care of? Oh, I can help with that. Can I help with that? I hope this doesn't make me seem too clingy, but it's pretty much just the two of us for me. Either I'll be with you or I'll be chilling here at home. And I'd much rather be with you. Okay, great. Ooh, and then what are we doing on Christmas Day? I don't have any major ideas, but what about dinner? Not a lot of people, no. Or any people, if we don't want that. Thinking about it, I'd prefer it that way. Instead of some super busy Christmas, we could take the day off. Just hole up away from everyone else. As for food, maybe... Listen. So, What if we make pizzas and marathon all the Christmas episodes of our favorite shows? I know, right? It's not traditional at all, but this is our Christmas, so we can make our own traditions. We can do something else if you want to, though. I don't want you to feel like you need to go along with all my ideas. It does sound cozy, doesn't it? Is that a yes? Exciting! But we can figure all this out a bit later. About time we start the movie, isn't it? Is that what we're doing tonight? Questioning my movie choices? It's so a Christmas movie. It is! He wears red, doesn't he? Alright, if you say Spider-Man isn't a Christmas movie one more time, I'm gonna scream. Well, it's my Christmas movie. We'll watch yours next, and then I can judge your taste. Don't worry, I know you're only teasing. Oh, wait a sec. Before we start, I need to get up. One last thing. I want some more hot chocolate. I'll grab some for you as well. And please let me make it fancy this time, okay? Perfect. And give me one more hug for the road. I know I've been saying things a lot, but I really, really mean it. I love you. You know that? Same. It's nice to have you for the holidays. Okay. Two fancy hot chocolates coming right up. Shush, I won't take too long this time. Sit tight, and you better not change the movie while I'm gone.